This is the E.L. Moore Journal. I am the host and producer of the E.L. Moore Journal, Ernest Moore. This is a news article about the Kim Potter sentence that is published on Yahoo News. It's by Amy Forleti. I hope I'm pronouncing that correct. It's dated Saturday, February 19th, 2022. Minneapolis AP. The issue of race was barely brought up during the trial of Kim Potter, a former suburban Minneapolis police officer who was convicted of manslaughter for killing Dante Wright after she said she confused her handgun for her taser. Now, let me interject here before I go on with this article. Why did she get... Or why was she just charged with manslaughter? To me, that was more in the line of first-degree murder. How can you be so stupid you can't tell the difference between a taser and a service weapon? Now, we had a similar case like that back in Los Angeles back in the day when Steve Cooley was the DA of Los Angeles, and there was a BART officer killed someone up there in San Francisco, and with similar circumstances, he said, well, he grabbed his taser, he thought he had his taser, but it ended up to be his service weapon and killed someone. They actually brought the trial all the way down here to Los Angeles to get one of the most racist, dirty, corrupt DAs to prosecute the case. I believe he was convicted down here in Los Angeles, but he only spent about a year in Twin Towers. It was either the judge and Steve Cooley basically just gave him a slap on the wrist. He got out after about a year, if I remember correctly. I'll research that case and talk some more about it. But that was a slap in the face to Black Americans right there that the Biden administration should have done something about. Let me read on with this article. But Wright's family members and many activists say the killing of the 20-year-old Black motorist has always been about race. From the moment officers decided to pull him over to the moment a judge gave Potter a 2-year sentence, which family members decried as giving more consideration to the white defendant than the Black victim. What we see today is the legal system in America in Black and white, Ben Crump, an attorney for Wright's family, said after Friday's sentencing. Wright was killed on April 11 after Brooklyn Center officers pulled him over for having expired license tags and an air freshener hanging from his rearview mirror, violations that civil rights activists say are used as a pretext to stop Black motorists. Officers discovered Wright had a warrant for a weapons possession charge, and they tried to arrest him, but he pulled away. Video shows Potter, who is white, shouted several times that she would use her taser on Wright, but she had her gun in her hand and fired once into his chest. Many felt the traffic stop was a result of racial profiling and shouldn't have happened. The shooting, which occurred as Derek Chauvin was on trial in Minneapolis on murder charges, and George Floyd's killing, sparked several days of demonstrations outside the Brooklyn Center police station, marked by tear gas and clashes between protesters and police. Family members and activists applauded in December when a mostly white jury convicted Potter of both first and second degree manslaughter. This week, they felt as if justice was yanked away when Judge Regina Chu gave Potter 2 years, well below the presumptive sentence of just over 7 years she had faced under state guidelines. The judge overstepped her bounds and undermined any legitimacy from the judicial process that happened in this case, said Nikema Levy Armstrong, a civil rights attorney and activist. She said the sentence again underscores why many black people have a distrust of the judicial system at all levels. And I agree with that 100%. Our judicial system is totally corrupt. I'll continue with the article. Levy Armstrong said the sentence essentially rolled back the jury's decision to find Potter accountable, and that Chu's demeanor and comments during the sentencing stoked distrust and showed how black people are viewed in the justice system primarily as defendants rather than victims. The judge made Kimberly Potter look like the victim, she said. Chu called it one of the saddest cases she's seen. Now, this is really making me angry. On the one hand, the judge said a young man was killed, and on the other, a respected 26-year veteran police officer made a tragic error by pulling her handgun instead of her taser. Right. Well, let me stop here again. The jury found that they didn't buy that story. The jury said the police officer couldn't have been that stupid. Why is the judge overstepping what the jury had determined? Again, this is another judge that's not following the law and should be admonished, is a nice word for it. She can be recalled. There should be some disciplinary actions against her. In fact, she could be removed from the bench and they could sue her because she's not following the law, according to U.S. Supreme Court case law. I don't know. I don't think they could appeal. I don't know if they could appeal her sentencing decision. I'm sure they're probably trying to appeal the conviction. But it seems like they should be able to file something to actually bring it before another judge and challenge the sentencing that she had. This is ridiculous. Going back to the article, Chu said, the evidence is undisputed that Potter didn't intend to use her firearm. Well, I'm sorry, the jury did not buy that, which made the case less serious than other recent killings by police officers. She asked those who disagreed to try to empathize with Potter and appeared to choke up and wipe away a tear when she said Potter didn't mean to hurt anyone. Right. Again, this is a judge that's overruling what the jury determined. Going on with the article, Aisha Bell Hardaway, associate professor of law and co-director of the Social Justice Institute at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, said the level of kindness Chu showed Potter was remarkable. Okay, that's a nice way of putting it. Going on with the article, quote, "If it's not about race, certainly she made a point to make it clear she has a high regard for public service that police officers give in our society," end quote. Hardaway said, she said, "White people have long been held in higher regard in the judicial system, and we saw those realities playing out as the judge was delivering her sentence." I agree with that 100%. Hardaway also said the judge's words and the fact that she got emotional as she was announcing the sentence, from a professional standpoint, is something you would not want to see. Levy Armstrong said Chu showed a lack of empathy for the Wright family, especially when encouraging those listening to walk in Potter's shoes. And she said one of the main reasons Chu cited for going below the state guidelines, saying this case is not as serious as some other high-profile police killings because it was a mistake, was disingenuous and irresponsible, not to mention insensitive. I agree with that. Jonathan McClellan, president of the Minnesota Justice Coalition, attacked the sentence as unfair, especially compared to what he said were the many black, brown, and poor people sent to jail to be made examples of. He was especially rankled that Chu had pleaded for empathy by invoking a quote from Barack Obama, as if that will make you and others sleep better at night. Rachel Moran, a law professor at the University of St. Thomas, said she can understand why the judge believes 2 years was appropriate. Potter is not at risk of reoffending. She will serve about 16 months of her sentence in prison, and the shooting was deemed a mistake by the judge, not the jury, I might add. But Moran said the public is used to seeing high prison sentences and not used to a judge showing mercy. When it becomes so painful is that mercy is not frequently shown to many other people, Moran said. When you think about people who get more prison time for drug offenses, it's really hard to swallow 2 years for someone who killed someone. I think the sentence could be right, and it still could feel horrifyingly unjust to people who are active in the community and have seen the pain and trauma of higher prison sentences for offenses that have caused less harm, Moran said. Family members and activists pointed to the case of Mohammed Noor, N-O-O-R, a Somali American who was a Minneapolis police officer when he killed a white woman, Justine Rusak Damond, D-A-M-O-N-D, in 2017. Noor was sentenced to more prison time than Potter on a lesser charge of second-degree manslaughter. Moran said the sentences were decided by different judges who thought in different ways, and there can be justifications for both outcomes. But the conduct was similar, and the reality is the black officer received a harsher sentence. Dolores Jones Brown, who teaches at Howard University in Washington, and at Randolph-Macon College in Ashland, Virginia, said the judge clearly accepted Potter's claim that shooting Wright was a mistake. Okay, well, that's kind of obvious. There's something about being a 26-year veteran and shooting a young man in the chest with your firearm and claiming that you thought you were using your taser that doesn't quite sit well with me, Jones Brown said. She said she's disturbed that the media accepted Potter's narrative as the accurate version of what happened, and clearly that narrative is the one that ruled the day in the sentencing. And that's the end of the article there. To me, this was totally misconduct by this particular judge here, who is Asian. And it's another slap in the face to all Black Americans in this country. And I'm particularly disturbed that I don't hear them saying anything about it on the talk radio stations or the so-called conservative talk radio hosts yet. No one is discussing it. And it's not on network TV like it probably would have been a year and a half ago or so. That's still very disturbing to me. I am wondering, where is the Biden administration on this case? How come Biden hasn't spoken out against it? Also, where is the Vice President, Kamala Harris? Why hasn't she spoken out to condemn this judge's decision? There's a lot of questions about this case. Are we going back to racism against Black Americans as usual? Biden's acting like he's trying to prove every way he can that he's not an old racist, like he was for the last 40 years, perpetrating institutionalized racism against Black Americans. Well, we're about to see. Personally, I do not think anything has changed much with the police and their racist attitudes and policies, covert and overt, against Black Americans. They've tried to cut police funding like they're trying to help Black Americans. They're letting criminals out of jail like that's supposed to help Black Americans. They're reducing bail like that's supposed to help Black Americans, but it's just messing everything up even more. So we will see. To continue on with my commentary on this case, I have a news clip from CBS News Radio about the Potter sentencing after her trial. I'm going to play that right now.
It was sentencing day for a former Minnesota police officer found guilty of manslaughter in the shooting death of 20-year-old Dante Wright. David Schumann from our Minneapolis station, WCCO, was inside the courthouse.
I have to live in this nightmare, watching my son shot and killed over and over again.
Through tears, Katie Wright pleaded for the former police officer, Kim Potter, to get the maximum sentence for killing her son.
She never once said his name. And for that, I'll never be able to forgive you.
Potter, who had been on the force for 26 years, was convicted of first-degree manslaughter 2 days before Christmas. Potter says she meant to tase Wright during a traffic stop last April.
I just shot him. I grabbed the wrong gun!
But pulled her gun instead, shooting Wright once in the chest. When her time to speak came, a tearful Potter looked directly at Wright's mother.
I understand a mother's love, and I am sorry I broke your heart.
Officer Potter made a mistake that ended tragically.
In the end, Judge Regina Chu, her voice cracking, said Potter would serve 24 months, a quarter of what she faced.
She never intended to hurt anyone.
Wright's family disappointed with the sentence.
This lady got a slap on the wrist, and we still every night sitting around crying, waiting on my son to come home.
Under Minnesota law, Potter will only have to serve two-thirds of her sentence in prison, 16 months, which means she could be released almost exactly 2 years after Dante Wright's death. Jerika?
David Schumann for us. Thank you.
Only 2 years. This is very disturbing to me. Cop can't tell the difference between her taser gun and her service weapon after 27 years on the force. The jury didn't buy it. I don't buy it. And I don't understand why there hasn't been outrage demonstrations all across this country like 2 years ago, when they were doing all this Black Lives Matter stuff. To me, this is just more evidence that Black lives still don't matter. I will continue to follow this story and do my report on it in the future. But for now, that is it for this episode and this podcast of the E.L. Moore Journal. Please come back. Keep an eye out. I'm back on Blog Talk Radio again. And I'll be actually publishing on other platforms. I will let you know when I start to do that. But that is it for this podcast. You can now hear my podcast, read my blog posts, and see my videos on my new website that I am building at tjcla.com. I am also on Facebook at facebook.com/Ernest.Moore.3538.